Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we take great joy knowing that your word is before us today and that you desire for us to know your word, to learn from your word, to discover your word, to discover you through your word. And I pray today, Lord, as you reveal to us the truth through your Holy Spirit, that you will guide us along that path, and Lord, then be able, that we would be able to be empowered to live according to those things that you have in mind. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, and we thank you for this opportunity. We bless you today, and we're so grateful that you give us this opportunity. It's in Jesus' name we bring these things before you. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Another Gospel? Let him be accursed. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8. Paul the Apostle has been given authority by God to address the churches in the region of Galatia for error in their doctrinal beliefs. Though Paul initially gave them the gospel of Jesus Christ, which meant good news for all who believed, Judaizers had infiltrated the churches with additional requirements regarding keeping of the law. Paul has marveled that these young believers would be so removed from the gospel. And he now addresses those who would pervert the doctrine of grace. He wrote in verse 8 of chapter 1 of the book of Galatians, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is so important that Paul includes himself in those who should be accursed should he change it. But though we. As we read these words, we can almost envision the pathos and urgency in his voice as he would implicate himself and those with him should he choose to promote any other gospel. The very idea that Paul would have himself accursed should make us take note of the distinction and exclusivity of the gospel he has preached. Paul next includes angelic beings, or an angel from heaven, in his list of those who should be accursed should they change the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 13 and 14, Paul wrote, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Paul knew the ploys of Satan to alter the only path to a relationship with God. He knew that there are spiritual beings who could transform themselves into agents of doctrine, and unaware people could be deceived by their pernicious words. Paul states that this angel, should there be one, should be among those who are cursed. From heaven and earth, no being is to be exempt should he or she pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Finally, as though Paul has not been strong enough in his declaration, he wrote, "Preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Public declaration of the good news of Jesus Christ is the greatest proclamation of all. Paul was an apostle, a sent out and separated one for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everywhere he went, he shared the good news of how Jesus Christ came to save people from their sins. His preaching was without compromise, and the message he presented in the beginning of his ministry was no different than the one he proclaimed at the time he wrote to the Galatians. Should anyone alter that message, let him be accursed. The word accursed in the original Greek language is anathema, which means a thing devoted to God without hope of being redeemed. A person or thing doomed to destruction, a curse, a man accursed, devoted to the direst of woes. Paul was not playing games with those who dare change the gospel. To be banished and accursed from God would be a fate that no one should or would ever desire. And we might think that by this time Paul's message is clear. However, there is more. But we shall wait until next time to discover what Paul continues to say. Next time we see Paul repeat his curse upon anyone who brings another gospel. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.